Jim. I believe that's Irene.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's still having his troubles trying to keep peace in his family since his father's come to live with him. He has to keep shuttling the old man back and forth between his home and the store so that he won't get on either Elizabeth's or Lum's nerves too much. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is reading his favorite book, The Almanac.
Example number
17.
Abner, are you sure you're listening to this?
Grandpap, I told you 50 times I got work to do.
Well, this is interesting, though.
Cradle,
learn something from this. There's a whole page here in the almanac telling how to write different kinds of business letters.
I don't care what it tells. I've got to get these groceries straightened out before Lum gets back here.
Example number 17. Measures Park and Chiselhurst, Washington.
Park and Chiselhurst? Who are they?
Abner, how can I read this to you if you keep interrupting me all the time?
I never ask you to read me nothing.
Well, I can just keep quiet. Measures Park and Chiselhurst, Washington Place, Boston, Mass.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear sir, please send me by express the following goods. 12 yards of green gauze.
Green gauze? Now, what in the world do you want with 12 yards of green gauze, Grandpa?
Want none.
What are you ordering it for, then?
Abner, if you just pay attention to me,
you
know what I'm doing.
Are you going to decorate your house up for a party and you ain't invited me to it?
For a party?
When's it going to be?
I don't know nothing about no pigeon-toed party. This is just something I was reading here now and that.
Well, read it to yourself, then, because I told you I'm busy. I want to get this all did, Grandpa, because Papa's coming down here pretty soon. It's hard to work when he's around here.
Oh, he's coming down.
Yeah.
How is old Furnace now?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
How's him and your woman getting along this time?
Well, he's better than I ever expected. Of course, I try to keep him out of the house part of the time so that he won't get on Elizabeth's nerves too much. That's why I told him to come down here today for a while.
Yeah, see, you know, I believe Furnace has changed, Abner.
Changed?
I'll admit, I never used to get along with him too good, but I sort of like him now. Enjoy having him around, sort of.
Well, I'm proud to hear it. Now, let me get to work here now. Don't bother me no more.
No, I wouldn't bother you. It's one thing I never do is bother nobody.
Uh-huh.
I just go along my own way, tend to my own business. Folks never hardly know I'm around, even.
Uh-huh.
Excuse you, folks don't think I'm a hermit the way I keep to myself. See if I had. Oh, yes, green gauze, 12 yards. 24 yards of gingham. 14 pair of six-button gloves.
14 pair of six-button gloves?
Yeah. Lavender color, size 6 1/4.
My doggies, you're up to something now, Grandpap, ordering such stuff as that.
Abner, I told you I'm just reading examples of good-type business letters here.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. Excuse me.
Yeah, this is some handy stuff to know, too. Never can tell when you're going to have to write a business letter like this.
A letter ordering green gauze and lavender gloves?
Well, no, not necessary. Not them exact articles. You could change it to yellow gauze and pink gloves, or, well, most anything.
Yeah, I reckon so. I don't want to hear no more about it, because, wait a minute, there comes Pop-Up out there now. Dog as I ain't half done with my work, just on account of you.
Well, I can entertain him for you, Abner. Me and him's old friends now.
Well, I'll so appreciate it if you will, Grandpap, I'll tell you that.
It's a hard one today, hard one.
Yeah, come on in, Papa. Milford's here, you and him.
I'm sorry you couldn't get here quicker, Abner, but I thought I'd better dry the breakfast dishes for Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, you got here quick enough, Papa. Milford's here.
I'd better dry the dishes for Elizabeth. I would have been here quicker if I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was your ring.
For the land's sake, Milford Spears. Never seen you sit there. Abner, why didn't you tell me Milford was here?
Well, I was trying to tell you, Papa, but you just... Wait a minute. I better answer that. You talk to Milford for a minute here.
How are you anyways, Milford? That boy of mine don't ever tell me nothing.
Hello. Got him down to the library.
Sit right down here, boy.
Tell me all about yourself. Yes, Mom?
Yes, I get it. You've lost faith, ain't you?
Yeah, Bert. Say, would you fellas be quiet here? I can't hear nothing. What is it now?
No, I ain't lost no weight. Just...
Oh, yeah, he's here, Charity. Get some in.
I'm where I'm all muscle now.
Yeah, Grandpap, here, this is for you. It's your woman, Charity.
Oh, I reckon what she's wanting. Excuse me a minute, Farner.
Sure. Say, tell your woman hello for me, will you?
Listen, yeah. Papa, I've got quite a bit of work to do
well,
here.
Well, fine. That's fine. I'll help you.
Yeah, no, hello, Charity. What else you want?
You just sit there and visit with Milford.
Uh-huh.
Get you a book and read it there.
I can't hear you, Charity. There's too much jabbering going on
I'll
here.
I'll do this, Grandpa. Just sit there and rest.
I can't come home now, Charity. Well, just leave them sacks of potatoes where they're at. Now, I'll tell you where to stack them later on when I get home. Well, it won't hurt them none to set a while. Wait a minute, Charity. Abner, come here a minute.
What's the matter, Grandpa?
Just look what your papa's doing.
Huh?
Look, he's got hold of my almanac there.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Besides, that ain't your almanac. That belongs to our library here.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm always doing it.
It's a public library, ain't it?
Yeah, I reckon it is. Yeah,
are you done talking on the phone?
Huh?
If you are, don't leave a receiver dangling there.
Receiver? Oh, yeah. I was talking, wasn't I?
Oh, it looks like I'm the only senseless one around here.
Hello, Charity. Huh? Well, just a minute now.
He makes talking on the phone.
Oh, all right. I'll be home right away. Pretty soon. Yes, I will. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Hey, Abner, look at here's that interesting thing here. It tells different examples of business letters.
Oh, yeah, I know what it does, Papa.
Example number 17. Messrs. Park and Chislehurst.
Yeah, that's my
Washington Place, Boston.
Awful interesting.
Dear sir.
Charity wants you to come home, Grandpa.
Please send me by express the following goods.
Yes, that ain't disgusting.
12 yards of green gauze.
Disgusting. Amber, can I see you for a second over in the corner?
See me.
24 yards of gingham.
Well, sure. Papa, will you excuse us for a second?
Yeah, sure. This is interesting here. This 14 pair of 6-button gloves, lavender.
But what you want, Grandpa? I thought you were supposed to go right home.
Well, I am going, but first I want to warn you.
Warn me?
Yeah, I don't generally poke my nose into other folks' business. But you and I'm going to go bankrupted if you ain't careful.
Bankrupt? What are you talking about, anyway?
Why, you're a papa, natural. Folks are going to quit trading here if they have to listen to him droning on there all the time, reading that idiotic junk out loud, carrying on.
Is that what's bothering you?
Well, it ain't bothering me, but it'll bother your customers.
Oh, my. I'll
tell you that right here now. They ain't going to put up with that pigeon-toed prattle-prattle.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Grandpa. When it comes to reading out loud in here,
I'll tell you, you're on the verge of ruination if you don't put a stop to that. The most tiresome, aggravating one thing I ever listened to.
Well, Grandpap, you do the same identical things yourself.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Why, I don't do no such a thing.
Why, blow me alive. I'll sit here time and again and listen to you read out that almanac till I might now went plumb crazy insane.
Oh, I might have read you some little article out of it once or twice, but I ought to picked out something interesting. Not that no-count spavin-legged junk either.
Wait a minute, I believe that's all right. More like this Charity calling back here.
I'm just telling you these things for your own good.
Hello, John, I'm now store library. Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Yeah, Papa's here. Oh. Yeah, well, just a minute, I'll let you talk to him. Hey, Papa.
Oh, sure, Papa. What is it, son?
Elizabeth wants you to tell her where you put the coffee pot when you got done drying it over today.
I put it right... Yeah, let's see.
Well, here, you take the receiver. You take
I'll tell her. Hello. Who is it? It's Elizabeth, Andy.
I know it is. I know that dude. Go on and talk to her.
Hello, Elizabeth. What is it? Coffee pot. Well, let's see now. Where did I... How was it? I recollect that. Then, let's see.
Grandpa, I thought you were supposed to get on home.
I was. I'm going directly.
Well, what are you sitting down there for again, then, first?
Coffee pot.
I've got to rest first. That's a long way home.
Oh, my
Well, goodness. try looking in the china closet, Elizabeth. Yeah. And if it ain't there, try the ice box. Or maybe... Yeah, that's a good idea. You find it. It's right there, Summers. I know it. Yeah. Goodbye.
Well, here's something interesting, Harry.
Well, Pat, now you better get on home.
See, it tells you how to write business letters here. Example number 17.
Huh?
Measures Park and Chislehurst.
Oh, my goodness.
Washington Place, Boston. Dear sir.
Listen, Grandpap, your woman wants to get on home.
Please send me by express the following goods. 12 yards of green gold.
Grandpap.
24 yards of...
Sir, wait a minute, Papa. Where about you going?
Oh, I'll see you later, after. I gotta be going.
Well, here, wait a minute, Papa. You're supposed to stay here with me today.
Well, I know it, son, but... I can't stand to sit here and listen to that varmint read out loud. That gets on my nerves, something. What?